I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. If a doctor from a hospital or clinic from 1910 time-traveled to a hospital or clinic in 2010, he or she wouldn't recognize the tools and technologies used to diagnose and treat all manner of injuries and illnesses today. Besides the white lab coats physicians still wear today, perhaps the only thing that the time-traveling doctor might have recognized would be stacks of manila folders thick with paper featuring handwritten scribbles. We call them patient charts. Since 2010, however, as part of the national healthcare reform, there has been increased urgency transitioning to digital versions of patients' paper charts called electronic health records, or EHRs. EHRs can contain a patient's medical history, diagnoses, medications, treatment plans, immunization dates, test results, and much more. Part of what makes EHRs so powerful is that they also allow doctors and other care providers to access evidence-based tools that can be used to make decisions about a patient's care in real time. Health information can be conveniently created and securely managed digitally by authorized providers and shared with other providers at other locations. This helps cut down on the number of forms patients must fill out and can eliminate the need for redundant testing. EHRs also promote legible, complete medical documentation for streamlined coding and billing. Moving forward, EHRs will continue to evolve. Maybe someday white lab coats will as well. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.